TheTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to encourage you and to strengthen you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's installment, I'd like to begin a series of talks on the matter of being a pattern to the believers. Young brothers and sisters, you can be a pattern to the believers. In 1 Timothy 4:12, Paul says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Then he continues in verses 15 and 16, "Practice these things, be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you." Young brothers and sisters, by being a pattern, we can affect others in a positive way. Our going on in the Lord, our progress, can affect others. At the time that Paul wrote the book of 1 Thessalonians, the Thessalonian believers were very young in the Lord. Most of them were newly saved. And Paul writes in chapter 1 that they had become a pattern to all those who believe in Macedonia and Achaia, where there were more mature believers. Actually, these new ones, these young ones, by their going on, they became a pattern to the more mature believers in the other churches. Dear young saints, it is possible for the young people to be patterns to all the saints, patterns to the believers, even an inspiration to the older saints. In Psalm 110, it says that the consecration of the young men is like the dew from the womb of the dawn. This implies that this is something so refreshing to the Lord Himself. The consecration of the young people is a kind of refreshment to the Lord. It is also a great refreshment to all the saints in the church. In the book, The Organic Union in God's Relationship with Man, Brother Witness Lee shares in chapter 4 that even one who is still a teenager in his physical age can be a mature believer in Christ. "I have seen some young people like this." Isn't this encouraging? That even in your teenage years, you can be a mature believer. In your teenage years, by your pursuing the Lord, you can be a pattern to all the saints. It's not too much to think that a teenager or a young saint in their early 20s can be such a pattern to all the believers. In our Great Resolutions podcast series, which is also available on hturners.com and which I highly recommend, we have some examples of some brothers and sisters throughout the centuries whom the Lord gained in their youth and became such patterns, and even their testimonies still encourage us till today. I hope that you could realize that you can be a pattern to the older saints, you can be a pattern to your peers, and you can also be a pattern to all those younger ones, especially to the children. I believe that many of you are serving with the children in your localities. Be assured that they look to you. Be assured that your example, your living, affects them. And that could be both in a positive way or in a negative way. I hope that we all would aspire to be the proper patterns, to be the patterns to the believers. In 1 Timothy 4:12, when Paul mentions this matter of being a pattern, he then mentions five things, five areas. If we want to be a pattern to the believers, we must be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And it's very interesting that the first point that Paul mentions is in word. Here, this matter of word is not referring to our being constituted with God's word, the Bible. This is referring to our utterances, that is, our words, our speaking. Just consider, our daily life is made up of words. In all our interactions with others, words are very important. Imagine if there were no words. There would be no expression. Words make up our daily life. So when we're talking about being a pattern, we're referring very much to the matter of our daily living. Our daily living is full of words. You know, Matthew 12:34 tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This means that our words proceed from our heart, and they tell forth what is in our heart. And the New Testament shows us that words are very important. Words can build up, and words can tear down. In 1 Corinthians 14:3, Paul says that our speaking can minister building up. We can speak building up and encouragement and consolation. This applies both in the meetings and outside of the meetings. We can speak words that build up others, that encourage others, and that console or comfort others. On the other hand, we can also speak words that damage, words that tear down. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear." Verse 30 continues, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." Oh, dear young saints, what words have been proceeding out of our mouth? Not in meetings, but in our daily life, when we're with our friends, when we're with our family, when we're with our younger brothers and sisters. What kind of words proceed out of our mouth? Are they words that are for building up others? Or is it possible some corrupt words have proceeded from our mouth? You know, this word corrupt actually means noxious or poisonous, could also mean worthless. It's very possible that our words have brought poison to certain situations with our siblings, with our family, with our mom and dad, with our friends at school. Oh, we have to take care of our words. In order to be a proper pattern to the believers, we must be the pattern in word, in utterance. We want the words that give grace to others, that ministers life to others. Actually, the New Testament talks a lot about this matter of our words or our speaking. One very strong portion is in John 8:44. This reads, "You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks it out of his own possessions, for he is a liar and the father of it." Oh, dear saints, do you know that when we speak a lie, we are actually expressing our father, the devil, because our father, the devil, is the source of all lies. So lying is actually not a small thing. And we know that lies can come in all shapes and sizes. There could be small lies. There could be what we call white lies. There could be lies that are partial truths. Oh, we have to avoid all these things. And we have to confess these things if they have proceeded out of our mouth. To be a proper pattern to the believers, we need the Lord to work in us so that we wouldn't have the lies that express the satanic nature. It's really something that when referring to the overcomers, that is the 144,000 standing on Mount Zion in Revelation 14, one specific aspect that is highlighted in verse 5 is that in their mouth no lie was found. Oh, to be the overcomers, we must overcome in this area. Then we can be the proper patterns to the believers. Oh, may the Lord cleanse us from any lies that have proceeded out of our mouth, and may He work in us so that we could have such an expression that has no tint, no contamination of the satanic nature. Oh, brothers and sisters, our words are very important. But not only the matter of lies, the matter of gossip is also touched in the New Testament. In 1 Timothy 5:13, we have to put this aside. We have to even deny the kind of itching that we have sometimes to talk about others. In chapter 3, verse 8, that is 1 Timothy 3:8, it also mentions about being double-tongued, double-tongued. Do you know what animal is double-tongued? Of course, it's the snake. So when we have a double tongue, actually, we are also expressing the satanic nature. What does this mean? This means that we speak one way to one person, but then behind their back, we speak a different way. What we would call today speaking behind someone's back. Brothers and sisters, even this kind of talk damages our testimony. If we want to be the patterns to the believers, we must firstly be a pattern in word. Well, how can we be such a pattern? I come back to Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Brothers and sisters, we need to get our heart filled with the Word of God. We need to let the Word of God dwell in us richly. The more that we enjoy the Word, the more that we are occupied with the healthy things, the more chance there is that the healthy things will also come out of our mouth. So to be a pattern to the believers in word, it starts with our contact with the Lord, our contact with the Word. Anyway, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope that we all could be inspired to be a pattern to the believers, to be the proper pattern to the believers. O Lord, do this, accomplish this. Lord, raise up a generation in today's age that are a proper pattern to the believers. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.